22 years after the fall of communism, Czech shops are crammed with goods, and people have long forgotten the hours they spent waiting in line to buy bananas and oranges for their Christmas table, a rare treat unavailable throughout the year. Shopping malls and supermarkets now offer a wide variety of goods sold across Europe. But beneath the surface of the glossy packaging, there's a small hitch. Discerning shoppers often find that certain brand products they relished abroad still don't taste quite as good in the Czech Republic. I met up with Miroslav Hummel from the consumer protection agency Spotrebitel.net to find out why this may be so and how the position of the Czech consumer has changed over the years.
Maybe the biggest change is on the side of choice in Czech Republic, because 20 years ago there was only one shop, only one chain, where was possible to buy only small amount of the items. And today there is a lot of shops, many shops and many chains from the different countries, mainly from Germany, and the consumers have a big choice, and they can buy a lot of items, but sometimes the problem is on the side of the quality of these items, because the consumers are not able to recognize the concrete quality on the concrete items. You can read, for example, how many percent of vegetable is in the concrete soup. But the problem is that consumers are not reading these boxes, and they are mostly looking for the price. I think it's a problem of Czech Republic, because many sellers think or have the big press to have a smaller price. And this is a merit of advertising of these chains.
But there's been a lot of criticism in the media regarding the kind of foodstuffs that these chains sell here in the Czech Republic. And comparisons show or indicate that for the same amount of money, for the same price, Czechs who are buying products here are not getting the same quality as Germans who are buying the same product in Germany from the same food chain. For instance, if we're talking about ketchup, the tomato content is much, much lower. If we're talking about marmalade, the food content is much, much lower, and so on and so on. So, you know, what is behind this? Because clearly it's not the price, right? Because the price is pretty much the same. Why aren't we getting the same quality?
I think, unfortunately, you are right. I spent 1 year in Germany, and I know that the price of the basic foods in Germany is in the many examples lower than in Czech Republic. But where is the problem? I think that the first problem is on the side of taxes. And the next problem is that the taxes will be rise in a few years, because our government is planning to have a 20% tax for the food in a few years. And I'm worried that it should be very bad for the consumers.
So you expect the quality of goods to go even lower?
Yes, definitely. And the second problem is that the Czech market is not so big like the market in Germany. And for example, the turnover of the chains is smaller, or is not so high like in Germany. And there is the very big press to have the big profit for the separate items. For example, in Germany, if someone is selling ketchup, as he was talking about, for him it's possible to have a profit about 10% from the one bottle. But in Czech Republic, it's aimed to have the profit about 30%.
Right. On the other hand, if we look at markets like Belgium or the Netherlands, would they find the same kind of quality that Czechs are buying? Is it not because sometimes these chains feel that what they send to what is still often called the post-communist world need not be of quality as high as that sold, for instance, in Belgium or the Netherlands, where clients and buyers are more discerning and would simply not buy this stuff or not eat it or complain?
The problem is that the people in Belgium and Netherlands are generally richer than in Czech Republic. The second problem is that, for example, in Belgium, the people have a choice between the many different shops. On the one hand, you can buy something in the shop with the name Coloroid, and this shop is... I don't think that it's dangerous, but the price is very friendly. On the other hand, the people can go to the... this is the supermarket, something like Carrefour in Czech was in Czech Republic, and in this shop the people can buy the products with the high quality.
Okay, well, from a poll I saw recently, a third of Czechs would be willing to pay more in order to buy better quality goods for better quality products. Are these products available?
I think today it's a problem. There are some possibilities in the bigger town. There the people can visit the bigger shopping center. There is a possibility to buy the better cheese, for example, and the top products from the all world. But in the smaller town, it's, I think, impossible to buy something different, and people have to go only to the shops where they can buy only the standard product with a standard quality. It's not so good.
So what do you think, what will it take for the situation to change for the better for people who actually want to buy quality products and are willing to pay for them to be able to get them?
Today, I am not so happy because the prognosis of the economic rise for the next years is not so good. The Czech Republic will be under the influence of a recession, and the people are looking for the possibilities to save money. But I hope in 5 or in 10 years the situation will be better, because the Czech Republic is a neighbor of the Germany and Austria, and I am sure that the income of the Czech population will rise and will be raised to the level of these countries. And I hope that in this situation the people will be more thinking about their health and other things that are money only.
When we talk about products that are lacking in quality, let us say, are there not norms regarding meat, dairy products and so on that are valid across the European Union that would protect the consumer to some extent at least? What do these norms say?
I think that the norms was on a good level before the entering of Czech Republic to the European Union, and after 2004 is also on the good level. But the problem is that the level is only watching that the food can't be danger for the people. And there are the two questions. One question is this food danger? And the second question is about the quality. I think you can have a ketchup with 27% of tomatoes only, but it is not a danger for the health. But the quality is not so good like in the ketchup from made from 60% of tomatoes, for example. But the norm and is watching the question of the dangerity.
Do people complain about the quality of food products or any other products on the market? I'm sure you get calls, people complaining, asking your advice. What is it they complain most about?
I think that the most important for the people is the taste. The many people told me that they have buy something in Germany, for example, lemonade, the Coca-Cola, and it had another taste in Germany and another taste in the Czech Republic. I think that the taste is something we are able to compare the another things, for example, how many percent of something is in the product are people not able to compare, but the taste is very, very usual. But I have talked with many people about this, and I heard that, for example, in the Hungary or Slovak Republic, is the situation a little bit worse there. The situation in the Czech Republic is somewhere in the middle between the former West European countries and another East European countries. Maybe the worst situation is in Bulgaria, I have heard.
If you were to give your clients a single piece of advice, what would it be?
I think it's very necessary to say what I think about and what I would like to have. For example, if someone is going to the chains or to the supermarket and someone can see that the food is in the bad quality, it's necessary to say it to the counter inspections. For example, in Czech Republic, we have Czech agricultures and food inspection. And they are waiting for the impulse from the people. And the problem is that something people think that they are not able to change anything. They can see that something is worse or something is not so good, they would like to have it. But they are not doing any steps to change it. We can inform this organization, we can inform the another organization like the Česká obchodní inspekce, Czech Business Inspection, or for example, many consumer protection association they are in Czech Republic, like for example this one, and we can do something against. Yes, but it's necessary to say what I would like to have.